Don't ever think that it can't happen to you. The main urge for me is for the youngsters not to start in the first place. Obviously, that's going to be the key one. But for anybody, I would urge anybody to seriously think about it, not just from a health point of view, but from the money that can be saved. It can completely change your life, which it has done for me now.
And obviously it's had a huge impact on you, but what about your family? It
must massive really impact on the family. And I think that is the worrying part as well, to know that through my actions, I have caused them all the unhappiness that they're going to go through, because they are going to go through it at some point. I know I've got terminal cancer, so I know I'm going to die. So do they. But they're the ones that have got to live with the aftermath. And that is what I feel guilty about.
You know, obviously after 40 years, knowing that you're suffering in this way, after 40 years to give up, that must have been so hard though.
It wasn't though. That was the strange thing. I have had several attempts before. When I first had my son, I smoked all the way through my pregnancy. It was only when he was about 18 months, 2 years old, and he was continually having colds and coughs, and my mum said to me, don't you think that you two smoking in the house is affecting him, and that's why he keeps having all these problems? And I just said yes, and I stopped. And I stopped for 2 years, and then I started again. But this time, I suppose because I knew that I'd got cancer, and I know that I want to live. I don't want to die. And I knew if I hadn't stopped smoking, I would have probably been dead within 6 months. As soon as I went to see my doctor, he referred me to the hospital for a chest X-ray and then to the consultant. But he also suggested that I go along and see Michelle, which I did. And she was so helpful. And although I'd already stopped then, I'd been stopped about 8 days, she sort of helped me through. She gave me some Champix, but I only took them for about 3 or 4 weeks because obviously with all the other stuff I was having with the chemo and everything. And then she just rings me every fortnight. And it's so good to know that there's somebody there that you can talk to that has smoked in the past, that knows what you're going through, and that can help.
And this is Michelle at Heart's Stop Smoking Service,
yes.
Isn't it? That's right.
Yeah.
You did say that you feel like it was quite easy then to give up. So I'm sure you feel like you should never have gone back after them 2 years after having your son.
Oh, I know now. I should never have done it now. But, you know, it's like I say, strangely enough, I always argued the point that I enjoyed smoking and that there was no guarantees if I didn't smoke that I wouldn't die of cancer, because my mum died with cancer and she didn't smoke. But all these, they're all excuses. They're all reasons not to stop. As I said before, don't ever think it can't happen to you, because that's what I thought, and it did.